This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're just paying attention, listening to the show, being part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. I want you to be part of the solution. And you only do that by getting informed. So head up to the website, get informed, right? Find out what's going on in this great big world of ours. Grab the commentators that you like. You know, pay attention to what they're talking about, what they're writing, what they're putting out in front of you. And then you can decide what you believe in, what you don't believe in, right? And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, because I know there's about 3,000 other shows that you could be watching, listening to, whatever. And you've chosen this one, so thank you so much. I so much appreciate it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. You know, I'm starting to want to do some recaps from the week. There's a lot of stories that were going on, and a lot of things that we never really got, I'll say, to the end of, if you would. And when you look at, Joe Biden right now, God, you know, bless. Whether you're Democrat or Republican, or independent, decline to state, green, purple, blue party, whatever it is, it's just so bad to watch this guy suffer through. And his wife's a psychologist, right? I mean, she's not a medical doctor. She's a psychologist. And I hear that she's a good psychologist. Why is she doing this to him? Why isn't she riding him hard not to do this? Right? I mean, seriously, when you look at this, and you look at the trouble he's having, you look at the frustration on his face, the pain at times on his face, you have to ask yourself, what's behind all this? What's going to happen? Is he going to be the first president to resign because he's got Alzheimer's or dementia? And he's talking about, well, maybe he isn't. She's talking about it. She's talking about if he doesn't choose a, you know, black woman. Unreal. You know, she still hasn't conceded her race in Georgia. I mean, she lost by 52,000 votes. She's trying to say that Republicans stole that from her. Get over it. You know what your party always says? Get over it. The people have spoken. Move on. Just crazy. Love to know what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. As mad as you are at him, as much as you don't like him, as much as you don't want him as president, I still don't want ill health on him. Right? Are you with me? L.A. County's antibody tests, and they've been testing people for antibodies, they suggested the fatality rate for COVID-19, could be a lot lower than people feared. Right? I mean, the experts told us it must be true. We've killed our economy. We've harmed our families. right? And truly, it really isn't for our safety. There's still crimes going on out there. You know, but the cops are too busy dragging moms out of playgrounds because their kids are playing there. I don't know. It'll take a whole generation to get back to normal. Right? The experts who said, well, we couldn't lose 2.2 million people no matter how hard we tried at this point. That virus won't kill that many people. It is leveling off and taking a nosedive in some places. So, preliminary results from the antibody test in Los Angeles County indicated that the true number of COVID-19 infections is much higher than the number of the confirmed cases, which implies that the fatality rate is much lower. This is what I've been telling you for a long time. I've been telling you this about using percentages as opposed to numbers. When they started telling us that Italy, the United States has now surpassed Italy in the amount of deaths due to the COVID virus, and we don't even know if that's true. We have doctors now stepping forward on a daily basis. We had one county that backed off almost 200 deaths because when they actually looked into it, they didn't die from the COVID virus. So it's just nuts. And we're buying everything they say. Why? Because it's the government and they're the experts. So they must be telling us the truth, right? And I've got some swampland I'm trying to offload. Have you noticed that the media hasn't done any reports on the deaths from the influenza? Right? No reports on the deaths by suicide or drug overdoses or cancer, heart attacks, stroke, HIV, Ebola. Right? I mean, think about it. Push it all the way through. Because it'll defeat their narrative. The good thing from this COVID-19 virus, the miraculous thing from the virus, apparently we have cured cancer. We have beat heart disease. Heart attacks, think of the past. Come on, think it through. They have taken a nosedive. Why? Because everything's being tagged as a COVID death by COVID virus. The tests indicate the number of infections in the county is around 40 times as high as the number of confirmed cases. Right? Big difference. That means those people are recovering from it, and they're not dead. We'll get more into the numbers after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Packers packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a law? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of, you know, making things better. And the way you do that is you get informed. Once you get informed, you can get engaged. Don't be screaming the party line. You hear me say it every night. Do not make me nuts. Don't make me come looking for you. Really that simple. If you head up to the website, you know, some of you saw the mask. Right, Trump 2020, making America or keeping America great and safe. You want to make people crazy? I mean, they're forcing us to wear masks. I'm going to force them to see what's going through my head. And go ahead, punch me in the mouth. Primary results from the antibody test in Los Angeles. Now, we're talking about how the COVID, you know, rate must have been higher. a lot higher, the infection rate, which means the mortality rate's lower. And this is what I've been telling you guys forever when it comes to the gun rates. You cannot, there's no way that you can compare Italy to the U.S. when they're freaking out because we passed Italy in the amount of deaths we had. I mean, it's number one on the planet. I'm going, no, it can't be. They got 60 million people. We have 360 million. There's no comparison. So we need to stop doing that. We need to actually use percentages to see where we're at. When you strictly use numbers, we're among the top two or three countries on the planet when it comes to gun violence. When you do it per capita because I'm thinking about, you know, Chicago, what it's like in Chicago and a few other places. You got the inner cities. And then you got people out in the middle of no man's land. And you got to take all kinds of things into consideration. We dropped down to like 23 in gun violence. Preliminary results from the antibody test in L.A. indicate the true number of COVID-19 infections is much higher. So more people had it. More people beat it. And less people, percentage-wise, than we thought, died from it. Right? So the mortality rates dropped a lot, according to Barbara Ferber. She's the director of Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. Right? According to the press briefing, in contrast to the current crude case fatality rate, which is about 4.5%, after she went through this and did the real numbers, they dropped down, the study found that they dropped down to 0.01 or 0.02. So when you really, I mean, again, I'm not saying, oh, this many deaths is okay. I'm just saying, stop scaring the crud out of people. This is what's irritating this about me the most about this. I'm watching my family members, God, on the East Coast, buying into the memes. I go, come on, you guys were smarter than this when I was growing up. What happened to you? Based on representative samples of 863 adults, they were tested earlier in April. The researchers at the University of Southern California, you know, not a right-leaning school, let me tell you, working collaboration with public health department, they found approximately 4% of the county's adult population had antibodies to the virus. That means that they had it, for some of you not paying attention. Right? Taking into account the statistical margin of error, the results indicate that 2.8% to 5.6% of the county's adult population has antibodies to the virus. That means 221,000, give or take, to 442,000 adults in the county who have had the infection. That's 28 to 55 times higher. It's a big spread. 55 times higher than they originally thought. So Los Angeles County's reported to this point almost 700 deaths out of 13,000 confirmed cases. Now, if you take that at face value, that's almost a 5% mortality rate. Based on the new study, it's almost immeasurable. Right? Again, 0.1% or 0.3%. That's, you know, and this is the lower end of that range is about the same as the estimated fatality rate for the seasonal flu. This is what I keep trying to tell people. They've got you so scared. Look, you won't even go to the store to buy, well, there won't be any toilet paper there anyhow, but you won't go to the store to buy meat or anything along those lines. The fatality rate is lower than we thought it would be, said Niraj Sood, the USC public policy professor. He oversaw the study, but he emphasized that we're really very early in the epidemic. Well, not really. All right, I believe it's going to be done within weeks here. I told you that when Lamero was on the show, Dr. Lamero. Right, you hear it say, now, mainstream media is poo-pooing the fact that the experts have said the heat will wipe this thing out. The heat's going to make it harder for this to grow and spread, for that matter. Right? And again, mainstream media is poo-pooing it, but that's the same in most viruses. The heat will kill it. All right, switching gears to a degree. According to a study done here in California, pandemic has exposed a real education scandal. Parents are finding out that their kids don't know how to read. And we're not talking about kindergartners. We're talking about kids in grade school, further on in grade school. Children at home all day, right? They're doing schoolwork with their parents. Parents get to see the lessons that they're working on. They're having to learn themselves in some cases. I get it. It's okay. But they're also finding out that the government education they're paying for is not up to par with what they should be getting. Now, again, let's be clear here. There's no broad brush that every school district is like this. But when you pay attention to watch what's going on, you find out quite a few of them are. And it's not because they have, in most cases, it's not because they have incapable teachers or an incapable staff. It's because of the curriculum that they're just forced to push down on these kids. I've had parents calling me, telling me how they know how to do the math problem, but based on how they're being told to do the math problem, they can't get the same answer twice. So I said, then teach them the way you know how, because 2 + 2, whether you just add it up quickly, or 2 + 2, whether you go through 17 steps to get to the answer, is still 4. It's okay. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the U.S. passed 50,000, accounting for more than 25% of COVID-19 deaths globally, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, with over 880,000 of them in the U.S. and it appears COVID-19 is spreading quickly in some places that are planning to ease social distancing restrictions soon. According to a new study by the Dartmouth Institute in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The data also shows that COVID-19 cases are growing more rapidly in places that had not been as heavily hit as New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, and the early hotspots. Dr. Elliot Fisher, a professor at the Dartmouth Institute, said the growth rates are the highest now in the Midwest and the
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. You know, Cuomo, whatever his name is, he's in a bind right now with the healthcare workers, isn't he? He was railing on the long-term, healthcare providers or health service providers. And how they were just going to have to learn how to cope in these days and times to take care of the patients they've been paid for. I mean, we can say that about a lot of departments and things going on in government as a whole, but he specifically went after them, which is really interesting. Now they're coming after him. Let's see if he makes it next time. Right? Seriously. Talking about how this pandemic has exposed quite a big education scandal. A lot of these kids don't know how to read. Parents are floored. They don't know what to do about it. Ask for your money back, I guess. Now, hopefully these parents will put two and two together and come up with four, like I said earlier. They won't vote the same morons back in again. And why do students write so poorly to begin with? Well, kids aren't being taught penmanship in school anymore. I don't know, when the computer goes down, they have to write something. I don't know if they're going to be able to. So they've not been taught how to really write. And teachers don't sit there and provide instruction on writing and what it means and what certain things in the writing is like. Right? Writing itself is really not on statewide exams anymore. And most students who learn how to write do it on their own, and it's pretty bad. But it's also driven by the states. The states have to decide, state board of educations, decide what your kid's going to read or not read, but how they're getting out. And there's plenty of kids getting out of school that don't know how to read. I don't know how that's happening. I don't know what that has to do with COVID-19 other than it's brought it all to light now. And maybe parents can help kids work better at home. Parents will see the values or the upside to kids learning at home. You can't just throw books in front of them and say, hey, read this, figure it out, and learn algebra. It doesn't work that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, right? You want to give me your email address?
Please.
I only send an email once a week. I let you know what's going on, what we're selling, what we're doing. If you want one of those masks that I had on earlier, Trump 2020, again, we might as well give it back to them. They're forcing us to do it and smiling about it. We'll force it on them. And it says Trump 2020, keeping America great and safe. Nothing wrong with that, right? In my opinion. The second thing the parents might have noticed in all of this is that the kids likely can't write very well or read very well. Only one of four 8th and 12th graders can write at a level that the federal government deems proficient. But I'm sure it'll be Republicans' fault. I'm sure it'll be Trump's fault. The deficit hits home for parents from all walks of life, really, right? I mean, the well-educated, they're not so well-educated. And when you read some of the emails that these kids are sending out, some of the essays that they're writing, they're atrocious. You have to work hard to figure out what they're talking about. You know, and again, go right back to what they have to do to learn this. And if you don't think it's a big deal, then hey, you don't think it's a big deal. But you're not always going to have a computer in front of your hands or in your hands to work with. You're going to have to write it out someday. And how sad would that be when you can't communicate because you really don't know how to write? Ain't that hard? Yes, I'm taking it slow. Because it's just so much. There's so much to discuss. You know, Todd Starnes earlier. There's a great site to go to. ToddStarnes.com. And this whole thing with releasing. You've heard about this, right? Where the governors are releasing people from jails. The locals, local sheriffs are releasing people from jails. And so is the mayor. It's just crazy. And today earlier we heard, about a California thug. And, I heard about this too. I wasn't surprised. People are surprised. Why are you surprised? After being released from jail about 40 minutes after, he was back in jail. You know what for? The same exact thing he went to jail for. They don't know how to control themselves outside of jail. Unless they've been taught, unless you've been working with them. You allow the wardens maybe to decide who gets to leave early. I don't know. I'm sure they're not all lost. All right, so the California men who were released from jails due to the coronavirus pandemic, they committed crime. Now, you have to call them alleged crimes. Even though they were caught on film, they're alleged. Shortly after the release, including one who said he hijacked a vehicle 40 minutes after leaving prison. Got tired of walking, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure he was going to return it, you know, before soon. You know, soon enough. Rocky Lee Music, 32, already a carjacking suspect. He was released on Sunday from the Santa Rita jail. It's in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is a great area for high crime. Used to be a great area to see great architecture, the beach, the seagulls. It was nice. It was a pretty place. At one point, it was a pretty place to go. He's accused of committing another carjacking on Sunday shortly after he left the jail. Police said that he took the car, an eco-friendly Toyota, and he fled to San Ramon where he carjacked another victim. He was just trying to get home, man. Leave him alone. He's finally nabbed with the help of a police dog. This is getting worse. San Francisco CBS is reporting that Music was released on a zero bail order, available to nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors. So he gets released from jail, not supposed to do anything wrong, doesn't break the law once, but three times, doing the same thing he was put in jail for, and then he gets a zero bail release. Really? With a slap on the wrist and told, make sure you come back to jail. Let that sink in for a second. That's where the Dems are at. No borders. Crime is not out of control. Laws don't apply to them. Or apparently their friends. Or somebody who winks at them. Or somebody maybe who walked or called for them. It's just amazing. The way the law is written now, or the way the edict has come down, they can steal, or he could, let's stick with him, he can steal a car a day. Steal one in the morning, get caught at noon, be out by dinner time. just unreal. This state is definitely out of control. They pointed to an earlier order this month from the California Judicial Council, and they said that anyone brought to jail who did not commit a violent or serious crime should be released. Right. Inmate activists say that the policy is essential in protecting those incarcerated. Don't let anybody in the jail. How's that? If nobody's allowed in the jail, how are you going to get the virus? Seriously. Aren't these jails institutions? Maybe we could double up some of them and make some beds ready. If they want to bring people in, do it the right way. That's all I'm saying. But we can't do anything because we don't want them to get hurt. We can't do anything, leave them in jail because we don't want them to catch the flu or the virus. It's just unreal to me. None of this actually makes any sense to me. And we keep letting them get away with it. More and more and more and more and more. See, again, this is why it's so important. I keep telling you guys, if you want somebody to win a race, if you're helping somebody win a race, send an email from your email account. I get these emails, so-and-so for Congress. I know they come from the race. They're going to tell me what I already know. Nothing's from the heart. So I don't even open it. But if the people I know, then I do open. So I say the same thing for me. If I send you an email and say I'm backing so-and-so because of these reasons, and here's a video right from the horse's mouth, you'd be more inclined to open that. Most of you, when I've talked to you locally, I've talked to a lot of the women at the women's groups. So they do want to make a difference. They do want information. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
She should know, shouldn't she? She had no problem trying to take them away before. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. Because once you get informed, you can fight back. If you're not informed, you just don't say anything. Really, seriously. Please. Because there's too much at stake for you to be seen as an ideologue. And I know you're going to say, well, they do the same thing. Well, we're not supposed to do the same thing they do, right? At least I hope to God not. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. In case you didn't catch it earlier, I've been talking about this off and on all week long, and that's Joe Biden. I'm only going to touch on it now, because like I said, I just want to kind of close up some of these stories. But Joe Biden, who's been, now he's been accused of real sexual assault, period. All right, where he actually groped somebody or grabbed somebody where they shouldn't have been grabbed. And where's the outrage? We're not getting any, are we? Now, I can say I don't know why, and you can say you don't know why, but you do know why. Because the media only hates the right. They don't hate the left. They're not looking for fair and balanced. They're looking for falling over on our side of the fence, right? You are 100% in their camp, or else, and you just saw that happen in Georgia and in Detroit with two Democrats, African-American Democrats, who decided to give Trump kudos. And look what happened. So are they really the party who cares about you? Do you really care how about somebody got healed or saved or taken care of? Does it really matter where the money came from to feed your family for a week? Seriously. Coronavirus dies in sunlight. Did you hear about that? And it happens in just minutes. Now, since these stories are hitting, the left is going out of its mind telling you not to believe these stories. There's no proof. There's no long-term proof behind any of it. Well, there kind of is. Right? I mean, seriously, it kind of is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Because we've seen that sunlight takes care of this. Takes care of viruses, help people get whole again. Vitamin D helps them get better. Coming off a pill doesn't work like it does coming the way God intended. Now, sunlight won't magic its way into your lungs to fight coronavirus. And there's a scientist out there saying, well, this is a bunch of rubbish you're listening to. Right after Donald Trump claimed that it would help. Now we're finding out from these studies, it does help. Now we're finding out from scientists that are willing to step up and speak the truth, that it does help. Hitting the body with UV rays could cure the illness. Well, what do UV rays do? We know them in the past. There are plenty of labs that use UV rays to clean things. There are even restaurants that use it. So if it doesn't work, if those people have been duped, just ask it. According to an unpublished study by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, scientists haven't really reviewed to their satisfaction whether or not this would kill the coronavirus. Now, their results suggest that radiation given off by UV rays can damage the virus genetics and its genetic material, and it hampers its ability to replicate. And that's the thing with a virus. In order for a virus to survive, it has to be able to replicate. The evidence was unveiled at last night's White House press briefing. Bill Byrne, who has no scientific background. See, it's really funny how they always scream. They have no scientific background. They have no this. They have no background in that. They didn't complain like this when Obama was putting people in positions of authority that had absolutely no information. No experience, no information. Didn't even understand what the job was. And we saw that happen with the interviews, when they would interview these people. So in my mind, if this thing is as bad as they say it is, let's try everything and anything and everything to clean it up, to get rid of it, to make you healthy again, don't you think? Isn't that what you want done? At least I would think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, when you have the scientists on your side, that's a whole different animal. So, what are you going to do? What are you? I'm getting these messages. So, here's the deal. If you're in an area where there's a special election, there's two or three of them in the country. If you're in an area of a special election, and you don't like the Republican running for the race, but the Dems really bad, I can tell you to vote for the lesser of the two evils. It's not really the direction I want to go in. But what I will say to you, where were you before the election? I know you're on Facebook and you're on the keyboard. Every time somebody says something you don't like, you're all over like white on rice. But really, what are you doing, though? Keyboard warriors don't fix a lot. keyboard, you know, get out from behind the keyboard, get with a group, try to figure out how to get somebody elected. And you don't usually have to figure it out. They'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you what they need. And some of you that are housebound, you can't get out of the house for any reason. Don't tell me you don't have 20 people on your email list that trust your opinion, maybe even vote like you do. Reach out to them. Let them know why you're voting for Frank Smith, what qualities about him you like, especially highlight the ones that the person you're writing to likes. I told you, the emails are a big deal, bigger than you think. Phone calls work, too, for certain people. I think, personally, mailers are becoming less and less effective. My own personal opinion. The Chicago Tribune, who doesn't really get on any Democrat organization's case, they're kind of in all the way for all of that stuff, right? But the Chicago Tribune blasted the Illinois Senate's rotten request for $41 billion. We talked about this a little bit earlier. These guys have been in trouble for years, and they know it, so why should we bail them out? They knew when they passed some of the laws, they said it openly. We know this is going to hurt us. We know this isn't good. And they went along with it. They went ahead and did it anyway. The editorial board of the Chicago Tribune has repeatedly slammed the Illinois Senate request for the $41.6 billion. Because their financial troubles were growing long before that. They're going to say, let's stipulate that the Don Harmon rookie Congress president of Illinois Senate laid a rotten egg with his recent letter asking for members of Congress to give Illinois a $40.5 billion bequest. Now, many politicians and pundits have scorned Harmon's inclusion of a $10 billion pension bailout as if the sudden pandemic created this. That's what a lot of these states are going to do. They overdid it on their pensions. Really bad. And we've been talking about this for a long time, especially with Illinois. They've got a major problem there. The tax base will not handle the kind of tax rate they need to fix that. So we'll get it from the federal government. We'll let everybody else in the country pay for your mistakes. That's really what it boils down to. See, remember something. That whole thing of the extra money, it's not there for the government to do whatever they want with. We have no problem giving a few extra bucks for you to help set aside with other people's money, other states' money, so that when we have a massive earthquake or wildfire or something, we can get some help and some relief from the federal government. We're kind of getting our own tax money back to a degree. Not as much as we're asking for, but to a degree. Because the federal government would have to come up with it one way or the other. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about whatever state you live in. If your state was in fiscal trouble before, and you know how this works with credit cards, you know how this works in the financial world in particular. Paying off those credit cards for somebody isn't going to fix their spending problem. You may have a lot of money sitting there, but paying off the mortgage, paying off whatever for somebody, isn't going to fix their problem if they're behind because of things that they did. And a lot of these states are behind because of things that they did. They were already hurting. Whether the pensions are too big, too much to handle. Right? I mean, a lot of them, there's that beautiful timing thing. I'm Joe Machine, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Head over to the website, sign up for the email blast, sign up for the text alerts, find a way to get involved, engaged, and informed. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.